In memory of Ben Bradley.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Last of the President's Men by Bob Woodward. Read by Campbell Scott.
Author's personal note. Evelyn M. Duffy has assisted me on three previous books, one on President George W. Bush and two on President Obama. This is the fourth in the last 8 years. She dove into this book on President Nixon with determination and ingenuity. The one characteristic above all others you want in an assistant is a capacity for hard work. It is a central feature of her character. She is relentless, focused, and driven by a natural curiosity and deep sense of fairness. She reads, absorbs, comprehends, and interprets rapidly. A simple question will yield a 1-to-5-page memo. Evelyn transcribed my first long interview with Alexander Butterfield and immediately alerted me to the possibility and importance of getting the story and documents from the last of Nixon's men. She was intimately involved in planning our approach. She made two solo trips to La Jolla and spent days interviewing Butterfield and reviewing files and documents. We discussed the importance of getting a fourth wind on this project. She supplied that fourth wind. I can pay her no greater compliment. Even after we had emptied Butterfield's memory and records and sifted through the boxes, she saw the necessity to go back again, to review, check, and dig deeper. She helped me with some initial drafts of sections and edited everything many, many times. She spent days at the Nixon Library in California, searching for a few specific needles in one of the largest archival haystacks in America. This became not just a project, but a passion. Her stamina to address the unanswered questions is unmatched. I enjoyed watching her relish the inner workings of this strange White House, the twists and turns of the Nixon inner sanctum. When we started together in 2007, she would carefully make discreet suggestions. Now she says we have to do certain things and challenges me, directly, but in her friendly, genuine way. I immediately or later realize she is right. And she understands the lessons of Nixon, his presidency, and Butterfield, who became our witness, hers as much as mine. Prologue. Near the end of July 2014, I flew to California to meet with Alex.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?